We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rules. Michael?
I suppose the Bills were brought up during that conference call, were they?
Actually, the Bills were not brought up during the conference call.
This is a unique question for today. we're seeing some teams announce certain policies. Patriots, for example, limit capacity in the stadium. Same with Baltimore. Philadelphia, they did a city policy that said, you know, no large events through, you know, sometime in the fall. Has there been any thought given to doing something similar to Erie County, and have you heard anything from the Buffalo Bills about what they're planning to do for stadium capacity this fall?
The question, of course, regarding the Bills. Have we heard from the Bills regarding stadium capacity? What are the plans for large events? And I have spoken to the Bills. We are actually having regular phone meetings now as we get closer to the season. Right now, there are, of course, no fans that would be allowed in professional sports. That could change. But New York State is not allowing any fans to attend games for professional sports teams. I believe the first preseason game at home is in late August. It's like the third preseason game. There's still questions as to whether they're going to have two preseason games or four preseason games. We do know the training camp will be held in Orchard Park. There's other information that's been shared that I'm not at liberty to disclose right now that I am aware of with regards to NFL policies that have not officially been released yet, but will be coming out soon with regards to what were the expectations would be for how many fans can attend a game, what would the expectations be with regards to activities in the stadium, would you have to wear a mask throughout the whole stadium, things like that. That stuff will be coming soon. We are aware of it. We've had good conversations with the Bills. The Bills have always been a very good partner with us. We don't always agree on everything, but we do have a very good working relationship with the Bills organization. And they are concerned about their fans as well. They would like as many fans as possible to attend the games, but they also understand that there's a health risk. So they're going to do what they have to ensure the safety of their patrons, if we are even allowed to have patrons. And we actually, I can say that we have had a conversation as part of our conversations with what can we do in regards to if there's like a mass gathering. Let's say there's no patrons allowed in the stadium, no fans. But someone decides, hey, come over to our place and we're going to have 400 people. We're going to have the biggest keg party, watch the Bills on multiple screen televisions. Well, then New York State's health law applies. You can't have gatherings over 50 people. You can't advertise that you're going to have gatherings that bring in large amounts. So we'd be in a position where we'd have to enforce the law. And I'm not afraid to do that. And I've given full power to the Department of Health and its Environmental Health Division to enforce the law. We've had a few restaurateurs want to reach out and talk to me about, well, why are you doing this? And the answer is, if the sanitarians go out there with a sheriff's office deputy and they determine that you've violated the law, they're going to issue the citation. I'm not going to stop it just because it's a well-known bar or something like that. Our number one priority is protecting the public's health. And my goal is to protect the public's health as much as we can so that we have football games in the fall, so Josh Allen is passing the ball. And if this is the year we win the Super Bowl, I don't care. As long as we win the Super Bowl. If there's no fans there, at least we can celebrate and say we saw the Super Bowl. And the only way that's going to happen is if the football season is allowed to happen. And the only way the football season is going to be allowed to happen is if we keep our rates low. Truthfully, what I'm very worried about right now are the numbers in other states. How is the NFL going to protect in some of these other states where you're seeing these skyrocketing numbers? Houston Texans. I mean, how are they going to protect it when Houston is in like Phoenix? Maricopa County has some of the highest rates. How are you going to protect Phoenix? And if you're a team flying in from outside that area, I mean, how are they going to do that? That's what I'm very worried about. And I think the Bills are just as much worried about it. People feel pretty good about Buffalo and how we can protect our citizens here. I think they're just as worried as anyone else about what's going on in the rest of the country.
These gatherings would apply to tailgates, too?
Tailgates, yes. If there's no fans allowed in the stadium, there will be no tailgating at the stadium. Private lots, there would be. They have to get an approval and a permit from the town of Orchard Park. And right now, it's my understanding Orchard Park is not issuing permits for private lots.
That's my last question of the day. Any blowback from Bills officials about your comments last week about New Era?
We've had conversations with regards to all kinds of things. I think they know it, and they understand where I am with regards to the stadium and the name. And I wouldn't say there was any blowback, no. They understand my role in the community is different than theirs. As the leader of a community that seen individuals lose their job, it's always disappointing. I hate to see it. It's like most recently I commented with regards to Western New York off-track betting. They just took $3 million PPP loan. They also recently gave salary increases, raises to some of their highest paid employees, and now they just laid off 300 individuals. Well, that's actually a publicly owned facility. Erie County is one of 16 others, I think, 17 total counties and organizations like the City of Buffalo that are part of it. The leadership of Western New York Regional Off-Track Betting has got to come in to the legislature, talk about why they did that, why they laid off folks, have they given raises, who got the PPP money. It's the same issues I had with New Era. If somebody takes that money and then immediately lays off a whole bunch of people, that's a questionable action to me. And so for the football stadium, we've had good conversations about that. And, yes, I'll be referring it to as the football stadium in Orchard Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.